So we were talking earlier about love breaking through and how it really has changed lives, how God's love has changed lives, and we're going to hear a little bit about that today.
We are. Our guest today has a tragedy to triumph story to share and challenge us in our living out the gospel of bringing heaven to earth. And the book is entitled Engaging Heaven Today. And with us is James Levesque. He's a pastor and church planter and believes if Christians are going to change the world, they have to live as authentic examples of Christ. And that's what we're going to talk about. And good morning, James.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us, brother. Appreciate that so much. So let's start off, first of all, with your story. I mean, you had a real rough start to life, but God really got a hold of you. So tell us the story.
Yeah, you know, I never knew the Lord growing up. No one in my family ever knew the Lord. And pretty crazy story. I met the Lord as a teenager. Mm-hmm. I was comes with the world, you know, you can imagine. And I went to my friend's house as a late teenager. I was high out of my mind. As I was passing out in his living room, his mother had a Bible open on her lap. Mm-hmm. And she said to me, "Can I ask you a question? Do you know who Jesus is?" Mm-hmm. And after that, of course, I thought I knew, but I never knew. I went to church that day, heard a story of someone that got set free from gangs and all this rough life that I came out of. I went home. As my mom was passed out drunk in the living room, I looked out the window and I had a Bible in my hand. She bought me a Bible. I never opened it. Hmm. And I looked up to heaven and I said, "God, if you are real and you really moved on this earth and you're touching lives, then, you know," I mean, I didn't know the Lord. I'm like, "I don't know if you know who I am." But I said, "Look, if you touch me with your power, I'll give the rest of my life to telling people who you are."
Mm-hmm.
And man, I was just undone. His love, his power touched my life, and I was really changed forever.
Mm.
Wow, that is so exciting. So fast forward a little bit. Now you're kind of sharing that message about us living out an authentic faith, really challenging us to not be so influenced by our culture, but to be transformed, to be lights in mm-hmm. our culture, bringing heaven to earth. How do we do that?
Yeah, you know, one thing I saw, you know, when I got born again, one thing that really touched me was devotion. You know, at the time, it might have been our daily bread, my utmost for his highest. I had A.W. Tozer day by day, and I realized that, you know, Paul wrote in Corinthians, he said, "I pray that if you're married, you would live like you're single." Kind of weird. He said, not that you wouldn't enjoy the benefits of marriage, but you would serve the Lord without distraction. There's no doubt it's the most distracted day we've ever lived in. Mm-hmm. With social media and phones and everything. And so what the Lord put on my heart is a daily devotional where we would lock away and, quote, engage heaven, right? Lock mm-hmm. into heaven and be challenged every day to live this life. It's not enough anymore to just go out about your week and think no devotion's going to be okay. It's not okay. There's too many voices and things out in this earth to try to pull us down. We need to stay locked in every day on devotion.
Yeah. And so one of the things that as believers we're called to is to live holy lives, right? And so how can we do that on a day-to-day basis when we have all those distractions, James?
Yeah, you know, I think the more we're in his word and the more we're spending time in prayer, you know, it's really hard to sin when you're in his presence, right?
Mm-hmm.
When your mind is focused on the word, when you're thinking, you know, just about Jesus. And so the idea is the 10 to 15 minutes a day, whether it's on the audio or on the book, just gets us away. Just take a time out. Start our day fresh, you know, step away and listen and pray. And so it's supposed to just aid us, but I believe the closer we walk with Jesus, you know, a lot of the older saints really got this because they just, you know, you get these mamas, they wake up and just pray over their coffee. And, you know, a lot of the younger generation, it's too fast-paced. That they haven't made a routine of being close to Jesus. And so I want to help this generation have a routine to be close to the Lord and then feel the effects of loving God throughout your day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, James, never before have I seen in my lifetime so much gray area in our lives as far as it's really hard for us to determine what is true holiness because
right.
we have so many people speaking so many things and saying, well, this is okay, it's not that bad, or Jesus wants you to be happy, and it's just the translation you're reading, things like that. So how do we truly know what Christ requires of us as far as our personal holiness?
Great question. You know, when I got saved, I like to say I really got saved, right? Mm-hmm. I left this whole world, everything that comes with it, and I didn't want anything to do with the world system. And then I found myself in a church where people were, quite frankly, allowing things in their life that I got delivered from. And mm-hmm. I realized that Jesus Christ has to be the standard, right? Not your opinions, not in it culturally and trending and what's popular. Look, truth is not going to be popular. Right now it's not.
Yeah.
But just because truth isn't popular doesn't mean it's not the truth.
Hmm.
And so, you know, the devil wants this younger generation to think that it's freedom to be able to do whatever you want with whoever you want. No, that's actually bondage. Freedom is doing whatever you want within the confines of God's law and his ways. And so, you know, mm-hmm. part of it is I'm not going to compete with the culture, but you're not going to compete with Jesus. He said that broad was the way that leads to destruction. Many people find it. Narrow was the way that leads to eternal life. So I'm hoping that this generation, and I'm seeing it, they'll begin to get a thirst for the narrow road. Anything goes is starting to fall on itself, right? It's like the enemy dug a ditch and fell into it. I'm seeing a younger generation. They don't want no restraints. They see the destruction on this earth from what sin causes. And my prayer is that we get back to what Jesus said and living the life that he wants us to live in holiness.
Mm-hmm. And so as we live in this culture, James, you know, and we see all the things that are going on, and the word intolerant is huge. And I think as we even progress more towards Jesus' return, we're going to see more and more of that, and we're going to be considered haters, we're going to be considered bigots, we're going to be considered all kinds of different things. But we need to hold true to God's word, and that's a tough road to hoe. So how do we do that, brother?
Yeah, I think, you know, the closer you get to God, the more bold you get. So boldness encourages this. Boldness is you don't feel fear, you just do it. And I felt that a lot in my life. But courage is doing what God's called you to do, even in the face of fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what we need is Christians to be courageous. You know, you're right. Right now, if you disagree with something, then you're a hate or you're a bigot. And it's like, look, the truth is, I love people that live. I'm in Florida, man. My church is near St. Pete. I love people that are living any lifestyle, but homosexuality is a sin. It doesn't mean I'm a hateful person because I'm telling you that this is bondage. I actually love you. That's why I'm telling you this. And so you just have a lot of people that are fearful of backlash. But if we truly love God, then it's seen. I really don't have hate in my heart towards people. And let me just say this. I'm also not shocked when sinners act like sinners. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's not going to change my point. You know, raising my kids is a great example. It is so extreme right now, raising your children. It's so hard. You can't just read Strong-Willed Child and think it's okay. I got to look at my son and go, see that person? See that person? Here's the result of sin. This is why you don't have two moms. This is why you don't do this. And it's okay. We don't hate them. We love them and pray for them. But we have to protect the light inside of us. It is tricky, but God will make it possible.
Mm-hmm.
And also, how do we truly show love to those that are caught in this bondage? Have you reached out to, you know, what are some great ways to show love, I guess, to those who are in bondage to sin that really see it as okay?
Yeah, you know, the first thing for me is I try not to look at sin and rank it, right? I look at people that are lost as they're lost. You know what I mean? There's a holy stir in me to see people fall in love with Jesus. And so what I've realized is people will know you by your love. We'll serve our community and lives will be transformed. We will bless our community. Last week we went to the beach in one of our campuses in Connecticut. And you know what? So many people are hurting. So many people are suicidal. So many people are lost. And when they feel Jesus' love through you, they'll open right up. We were baptizing people spontaneous right on the beach last weekend because they just gave their life to Jesus after feeling the love from us.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow.
That's encouraging. Mm-hmm. It sure is. And so also, before we let you go, hey, would you just pray for our churches?
Mm-hmm.
Pray for those that are believers that are just kind of just lukewarm right now and are afraid to really reach out to people because they don't want to be labeled. So would you just do us a favor and pray for that today?
Absolutely. Father, I just thank you for every person listening to this broadcast. Lord, I pray for just an infusion of faith just a presence of God to fill our lives, Lord. I pray that boldness and courage would fill our hearts, and I pray for the light of God that is in every one of us today, that, Lord, whatever's covering that or clouding that would be removed, so people would see your light and glorify you. I thank you that although we're living in dark times, heaven is shining brighter. And God, fill us with your presence, your power, and your love. In Jesus' mighty name,
amen. 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 Appreciate you, brother. The resource is called Engaging Heaven Today. And Pastor James Levesque is the author and our guest today. James, thank you, brother. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's an honor. We love the Moody family. Thank you, sir.